This is Senator Al Simpson. With gas prices rising at the pump, should we start thinking about solving our energy needs with natural gas? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, weeks before Iraq invaded Kuwait, America's dependence on imported oil had never been higher. It totaled over 50%. Knowing that, it should not have come as a surprise, even to you, that the old price at the pump was going to jump. In our renewed search for energy solutions, maybe it's time America sees the potential of natural gas. Not only is it much cleaner than gasoline, it's also a lot cheaper. It would cost the equivalent of 70 cents a gallon to fuel up a car, and best of all, America has abundant supplies of it, enough to make up the difference in the current crisis and finally get America on the track to energy independence. So toss away your old whale harpoon. Boiling blubber might have once made Boston the energy capital of America 100 years ago, but the time has come, the walrus said, to look toward the future of natural gas.
Well, it's obvious that Big Al loves big oil, but the truth is the crisis in the Middle East is being misused by profiteering oil companies to gouge the public. They can't have it both ways. When the cost of oil goes down, the oil companies say it takes months for price reductions to reach consumers at the pump. So how come when the cost of oil increases, the price of the pump goes up overnight? You're right about one thing, though, Al. Using natural gas instead of gasoline in cars and other vehicles can reduce our dangerous dependence on foreign oil. Because of the Clean Air Act, more and more vehicles are now being built or converted to run on natural gas, since polluting emissions are cut by up to 50% compared to gasoline. But I don't have to tell you that, Al. Judging from your Senate speeches, you've been running on natural gas for years. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a needed step in the war on crime, a waiting period before handguns can be purchased. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.